Psalm 33 and verse 1 says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright." Ooh, hallelujah. Mike, when the grandbabies were playing basketball, a shout and praise and rejoicing was comely every time a score was made, every time a good point was made. So I'm making a 2 points now. Let's what? Rejoice. Come on, cheer me. Rejoice. Cheer the Lord. Rejoice. Lift up yourself. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 97, verse 12. "Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." You know, that person might not know how to act and what to do and maybe cutting up on you at work and the devil on your shoulder saying, "Get her, get her, get her." him or whatever. My husband asked me for a key yesterday, I think it was. I didn't know where that key was. He said, "You shouldn't have moved it." And that devil said, "Tell him off, tell him off, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him he should have put it up, tell him." I just said, if you will agree with me, we'll find that key. We agreed. I found that key. As a matter of fact, it was two. And I found both the key. Can you say rejoice?
Rejoice.
Can you say rejoice?
Rejoice.
Wasn't anybody mad but the devil. He wasn't mad. I wasn't mad. I mean, after he got over it a little bit. I wasn't mad. God wasn't mad. Devil was upset because we didn't have a knockdown, rain dingle fuss. You know, we never did fuss, but that we're still talking in a few minutes. We didn't go 2 days without saying anything. Hey, give me that. Rejoice!
Rejoice!
Oh, now. Am I going to have to rejoice by myself? I think I might have to call. So I was going to call some of the babies up here, but they're all gone. And then to say, "Come on, help me rejoice in the Lord." Let's shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I told you the Lord gave me one word. What's the word? Rejoice.
Rejoice,
rejoice is something you do.
Rejoice.
It's something you do. It's something that's delightful.
Rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory.
The scripture says, "Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous." And you know we've been made righteous. If you don't know that, you're listening, you don't know. The Bible says we were made righteous when we were born again. And I'm telling you, I've been studying righteousness and the righteous and the blessings of the righteous. So I get a hold of the fact that I'm righteous. And then I just say, "That's mine, that's mine, that's mine, that's mine, hallelujah. I can win souls. That person is mine to win. That person is mine to bless." And I shout, hallelujah, and I do what? Rejoice.
Rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice.
We take delight in praising God. We do it in the Lord. We do it in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then Isaiah 41 says, "Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and thou shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel." And he's talking about the trees and whatever and the crops and all of that. Don't have time to go there, but you can go back there and look. But the thing is, he said he was going to bless them. And that they were going to do what? Rejoice in the Lord. May we have a moment of rejoicing. Listen, we have all we need to complete the building and the things that we need to do before the 27th so our dedication will go smooth. Can you rejoice with me for that? Glory! Oh, hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, another thing is there are a lot of people that are lost and on their way to hell. They don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They don't know. All they have to do is hear the word of God, the gospel being preached to them. And that's what we do all the time. And that's what you do on your jobs and where you go. You preach the gospel, the good news, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And they hear that with their ears, and they believe in their heart, and they receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And then more and more and more and more, millions even, will hear this gospel and come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, who right now are on their way to hell. But we preach the gospel. We rejoice in the Lord. We make a joyful noise to the Lord. We spread this word. Let's rejoice in their salvation. Hallelujah. Ho, ho, ho. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Isaiah 61:10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Now listen, take stock of yourself. Might have to get some paper and write it down. On one side you write, when I'm joyful and when I'm not, or when I'm sad, or when, you know, the next scripture after Philippians 4:4 says, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. So you read all of that scripture, and then you write down where you are, and then you decide what you need to do. I decide what I need to do to make a change. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
How many of you, and don't answer, don't please don't raise your hand. How many of you looking at what you don't have and what you wish you had and what you would do if you had? But rather look into the deep word of God and see what you do have, what's yours. Go in there and access that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.